Former Celtics great Paul Pierce is now among the legends whose numbers hang from the rafters of TD Garden. Basketball players past and present joined thousands of fans yesterday to celebrate the retirement of Pierce's number 34. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
During a game against the Cavaliers, the Celtics would probably rather forget. Paul Pierce sat on the sidelines not far from his old teammates, Kevin Garnett, Antoine Walker, and Rajon Rondo. Doc Rivers, who coached the Celtics when Pierce brought home the NBA championship, took the mic to praise the player who came to be called the Truth.
What is the one word, if you could come up with one word, you would say truth, I would say clutch. Clutch. Clutch is the word that I would come up with. Paul, you can go 0-10, and we would be in the huddle, and you were like, bring it to me. Bring it to me.
Throughout the game, the Jumbotron played tributes to the man who led Boston to its most recent NBA title in 2008. Pierce joined the Celtics nearly a decade earlier and ended up playing more games with the team than any player in history. President of Basketball Operations Danny Ainge said with all the offensive prowess Pierce brought to the team, he never got his due as an elite defender.
There's a lot of talk about being the greatest scorer in Celtics history and who that is, but to me that's demeaning to Paul because Paul was way more than a scorer. He was a great rebounder. He defended the other team's best players often, especially in our championship season.
When Pierce walked out onto the court, he gave a hug to longtime season ticket holder Mark DePasquale. After 38 years cheering on the Celtics, DePasquale says watching Pierce rise from rookie to champ brought him the greatest joy.
When he first came up, a stubborn individual, he wanted to do it his way, but he got the team concept going, and it proved in the end, and we won a championship, and it was the best years of my short life here after 62 years old. That's the truth.
After the retirement of his number, Pierce told reporters he wants to be remembered as more than just a ball player.
Well, my legacy will be obviously being a Boston Celtic, but I want people to remember me about the things I was able to do in the community, the impact, the lives I was able to change, you know, because at the end of the day, it's more than basketball.
Even if he doesn't make it into the Basketball Hall of Fame, Pierce says now he's achieved his trifecta, a retired high school number in California, a retired college number in Kansas, and a retired NBA number in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.